back and when she returned home to the Langwarrin property after working as her job as a cleaner and made the discovery, her boyfriend feigned shock and horror at that discovery.
Welcome or welcome back. I'm Cassie and this is Wicked World. The story I have for you today is about a little boy who was left in the care of a man whom his mother barely knew. A man who was a drug addict and had a violent temper. And all because this mother had been banned from the toddler's daycare and now she had no one else to watch him. This is the story of Jaden Gomes Sebastian.
Oh, where's he gone?
Jaden Ronald Gomes Sebastian was born on June 26, 2017, to his mother, Stacy Saggers, and his father, Christopher Gomes Sebastian. He also had three older brothers. Jaden was lovingly referred to as Snuggles by his mom, as he was very affectionate, loving, and happy. Jaden loved trucks, cars, tractors, really anything with wheels, and his favorite color was blue. Sadly, in November of 2018, Jaden's father, Chris, would be involved in a serious motorcycle accident, and he would lose his life. Now, after her partner's death, Stacy struggled with a deep depression, which also led her back into using methamphetamine. Now, she had used methamphetamine on and off for many years, but she insisted that her drug habit did not impact her ability to care for her children. She said they were always well-fed, clothed, and bathed. However, Stacy had given birth to a child in 2002 and in 2012, and she had lost custody of both of these children due to her drug habit as well as neglect. So Jaden's mother, Stacy, had actually set up her own thriving cleaning business when she had lived in Queensland, Australia, with her partner, Chris. But after his death, Stacy had decided to move back closer to her family in Langwarrin. This meant she needed to start her business over again, and that made money tighter. Making things even tougher, Stacy also had no car or driver's license, so she needed to rely on people to drive her to and from work. So by August of 2019, Stacy's methamphetamine habit was spiraling out of control, and she was using on a daily basis. Also in August, Stacy met a man named Brendan Pallant. They had met at a mutual friend's house, and he was also an avid drug user. Then Stacy allowed him to move in with her and her children in their Potts Road Langwarrin home.
Only a couple days after they had met and began dating.
Stacy had fallen for Brendan hard, even though she was still mourning the loss of Chris. She would tell her new boyfriend that she had never fallen for somebody so quickly. By the following month, September of 2019, Stacy's priority had become spending her money on drugs rather than on her children. In addition, she had been banned from her children's daycare facility after she had too many overdue payments and wasn't picking her children up on time. Ever since then, she didn't have anybody to watch her two boys while she was at work during the day. But once Brendan moved into the apartment, he would begin watching Jaden and his brother. Now, on September 2nd, 2019, Stacy was scheduled for work, and she desperately needed the money because she owed a drug dealer a good amount. So like he had a few times prior, Brendan stayed home to watch Jaden and his brother. But before she left, Stacy would lay Jaden down for a nap around 12:30, and then she would head out the door for her cleaning job. Over the next few hours, Stacy would text Brendan asking how the boys were doing, but he wasn't replying. She would only end up receiving one photo of Jaden's older brother watching television. This seriously began to worry her, so she called a friend for a ride home and left work early. Stacy was so worried that Brendan wasn't answering her messages because her son Jaden had actually been injured twice in the past week, while Brendan had been watching him. This had resulted in bruising to his face and a swollen eye. But Brendan had just been able to explain these injuries away as accidents, saying that he had pulled a cube storage shelf that was being used as a bookcase down on top of himself. Stacy said despite these injuries, Jaden was still his normal happy self. So the mother arrived home shortly after 3 p.m., and when she did, she felt like Brendan did not want her to go down to the area of the house where Jaden's room was. He told her that he was still napping. So instead, she decided to go have a slice of pizza, and then her and Brendan went and took a short nap. No idea where Jaden's older brother was at that time. Shortly after 4, Brendan suggested to Stacy that they bring Jaden and his brother for a walk. Stacy agreed, so Brendan went into Jaden's room to wake the little boy. But only seconds after he had stepped foot into Jaden's bedroom, Stacy heard Brendan yell, "What the fuck?" Stacy ran over to her little boy, but Brendan had bent down with his back facing her, picking up Jaden. He had then walked out of the room with his back still towards her, so she was unable to see her little boy. She had, however, seen that he had been laying on the floor underneath a heavy metal and plastic table. Brendan had run into the living room carrying Jaden. He laid him on the couch and screamed, "Call 000. Jaden was cold to the touch, unconscious, and not breathing. Stacy called 000 and she was absolutely hysterical on the phone. She was yelling, "He's 2 years old. Where the F are they? I don't know what happened. Please get here. He's dead. Oh my God, he's dead." As they were waiting for the first responders to arrive, Brendan started performing CPR on Jaden, though he would have to pause at one point to vomit. Despite efforts from emergency services, Jaden was unable to be saved, and he was pronounced dead just minutes after paramedics had arrived. It looked like he had been dead for quite some time at that point. Now, Brendan denied ever doing anything to hurt Jaden. Brendan was also visibly distressed when police had arrived on the scene, as well as in subsequent interviews with police. Little Jaden had been found with 30 different injuries. He had extensive head injuries, and an autopsy later determined that he had survived for up to an hour after the fatal blow had been inflicted on him. He had died from complex brain injuries that had been caused by blunt force impact. Jaden was also found with methamphetamine and amphetamine in his body, both in his urine and in his hair. Back at the crime scene at Stacy's house, forensic investigators found large areas of blood and clumps of hair on Jaden's bed, skirting board, a foam couch, and on the bedroom floor. They also found blood and tissue on the edges of the metal and plastic table that Jaden had been found laying underneath. And this table is what police believed caused the fatal blow to Jaden's head. Both Stacy and Brendan were arrested and questioned over the course of 2 days. Stacy would end up being released. However, Brendan would be held and charged with the toddler's murder. When 32-year-old Brendan was interviewed by police, he said he had no idea what had happened to him. And he kept saying, "No, I tried to save him. I tried to save him." Brendan went on to tell police that he had not seen Jaden at all that morning. And he didn't see him until he had walked into his room at 4 p.m. He had been laying face down, covered in blood, and Brendan had no idea how he had gotten there, he said. But what's believed to have actually happened was that Brendan had entered Jaden's room sometime between 12:26 p.m. and 2:47 p.m. He had then pulled the child's hair and viciously assaulted him. But for what reason? After Brendan had delivered the fatal blow to Jaden with the table, he had then left the room, leaving little Jaden there, dying, all alone. Brendan went to trial for the murder of 2-year-old Jaden in July of 2022. The prosecution alleged that Brendan had killed little Jaden using the 10-pound table sometime that afternoon. It had been during a short but profound period of frustration, anger, impatience, and loss of self-control. Brendan was said to have been very stressed out by multiple things at the time of Jaden's death. One of those things being that he was trying to regain contact with his own 3 children and was not very successful. The jury was urged to find Brendan responsible for Jaden's murder as well as his earlier injuries. They also wanted the jury to know that they believed Brendan had staged the entire scene in Jaden's room to make it look like it had been only an accident. Brendan's lawyers, however, were arguing that his death could have been caused by somebody else, and they were naming his mother, Stacy, as the one who had done it. They claimed that she had likely been the last one to see the little boy that day. And their client couldn't be guilty because he had given Jaden CPR. Apparently that means you're not guilty now. If you give CPR, you're all set. Good to go. But Jaden's mother, Stacy, was being painted out as a serial liar, as well as a drug addict who had aggressive behavior. The defense's theory was that Stacy was sick and tired of trying to find people to watch Jaden, especially since he was whiny and clingy. So she had been the one who had lost control and lashed out at her son in the heat of the moment. They then said that the evidence was consistent with somebody, Stacy, pushing or throwing Jaden into the metal table. An attorney for Brendan also said that Stacy had a willingness to lie in order to paint herself in a particular light,
as she had also previously lied about her methamphetamine habit.
They also questioned why she had texted her ex-husband, "He's dead," prior to the ambulance arriving. Their belief was that Stacy's drug addiction was spiraling, and her behavior was becoming increasingly erratic in the weeks leading up to Jaden's death. The jury heard about how there had been drugs found in Jaden's system, and about how Stacy had recently sold her son's bed for drug money. In addition, her own mother had previously reported her to Child Services over concerns about her grandson's welfare. The prosecution was now arguing, though, that despite the environment, Stacy always kept her home neat and tidy, and her children fed and cleaned. And while she wasn't always a good mother, she was never physically aggressive towards her children. Not to mention that Brendan was the only adult who was home at the time that Jaden had suffered his injuries. During the trial, Stacy also testified and gave evidence. She spoke about how at the time she had met Brendan, she was still mourning the loss of Chris, Jaden's father, who had died in a motorcycle accident 9 months prior. But she said that Brendan was a gentleman, and she had fallen for him quickly. Stacy also said that at first, Brendan had done a good job looking after Jaden and his brother while she was at work. He didn't hit them or yell at them. But that had changed in the week leading up to Jaden's death, when Brendan had become stressed out by a number of factors. The mother also spoke about how she thought that Brendan might have punched Jaden a few days prior to his death, when he had claimed that the bookcase had fallen on top of him. But Stacy didn't believe that a bookcase could have done that much damage to a little boy's face. Though at the time, she admitted that she didn't really think much of it and had simply moved the bookcase so it wouldn't happen again. Stacy said, "I just thought it was an accident that Jaden had done. Little boys are boys. They always hurt themselves."
The defense would also question her credibility, as Stacy had apparently told some people that Jaden's bruising had come from the bookcase falling down on him, while she had told others that Brendan had been the one who had done it. The defense also brought up the fact that while she was being questioned by police, Stacy had told them that Brendan would not hurt a child. And when the defense asked Stacy if she had taken any steps to kick Brendan out after she had first noticed bruising on her son, she replied no, stating that she hadn't due to financial reasons, because she had enjoyed his company, and because they were doing drugs together.
When asked about Jaden's temperament, Stacy said that he could be whiny and very clingy. She said that Jaden would normally cry when he was separated from her, and sometimes he would even cry at daycare drop-off and would not stop crying until she went back to pick him up. "He's a mummy's boy. Jaden was very attached to me," she said. "He always wanted a lot of affection." Stacy would also at one point address Brendan directly, and she said to him, "All we wanted was your love and protection. We trusted you. The impact of your hurtful actions will never go away. But this is about recognizing that I can no longer carry the heaviness of my anger. And I need to make peace with what has happened. But peace, understanding, and forgiveness for Brendan's actions will never come." There were also pictures displayed in court that showed large bruises on Jaden's face, as well as his eye swollen shut. The medical examiner said that most of the widespread bruising that had been found on Jaden's face and neck had been more than 18 hours old at the time of his death. The medical examiner also told the jury about the depressed fracture to Jaden's skull that had caused significant brain damage. He said all these injuries looked to be the result of a violent assault. When the time for closing statements came, Brendan's defense argued that the investigation had been flawed from the start, and police had never considered anyone else but their client, and he had not been the one to kill Jaden. But the prosecution proclaimed that it was no coincidence that the injuries to Jaden were appearing at a time that Brendan was experiencing a great amount of stress. After all this evidence was presented, the jury went into deliberations. But after nearly a week of deliberating, the jurors told the court that they were unable to agree unanimously on whether or not Brendan was guilty of Jaden's murder. So, another trial date was set, but it wouldn't be until June of 2023. And until then, Brendan remained in custody. And this time, Brendan was found guilty of murder by a 12-person jury. And upon hearing the verdict, he stood there, looking rather stunned. As of right now, Brendan has yet to be sentenced, but he is possibly facing life in prison.
Can you just run us through what was Jaden like as a little boy, Stacey? What did he enjoy doing?
Playing with his brother, spending time with me, hugging me. I miss him so much. I just want my baby back.
How will he be remembered?
As our little Snuffles, snotty little boy.
And do you want to just run us through how you never hurt him, you never did anything?
I never hurt him. For you dogs to think I did, you just could all go get f***ed.
As of December 2023, Stacey has been 3 years sober. And she also now works for the Salvation Army, helping others overcome their demons. Jaden's memorial service was held at Bunurong Memorial Park and Cemetery in Dandenong, Victoria. Multiple vintage cars, including a vintage hearse carrying Jaden's casket, drove to the memorial ceremony. Everyone wrote loving messages to Jaden on his casket, and he was later cremated. A memorial plaque dedicated to the little boy now lays in the park, next to the one dedicated to his father, Chris. In the days that had followed Jaden's death, neighbors also laid toys, trucks, and flowers outside of the family's home. Some also left notes reading, "Sweet little angel" and "Rest easy, little one." Then on the one-year anniversary of Jaden's death, September 2nd, 2020, his mother, Stacey, held a memorial service at The Sanctuary at Bunurong Memorial Park. Well, thank you for listening to all of Jaden's story today. Poor sweet little Jaden was brutally beat and then left to die alone, probably wondering where his mommy was and why this man had done this to him. It's such a sad thing to think about. And since Jaden's death, Stacey, his mother, has complained that she has been vilified. Now, she wasn't the one that actually hurt Jaden, but leaving your children home with a man that you don't know, but you do know has a drug habit and has left bruises on your child prior is not the best idea. Not in the least. So, if you do like true crime and you want to hear it from me, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. And turn on your notifications too, so you'll know when I upload a new video, which is 2 to 3 times every week. Thanks for watching A Wicked World today. Until next time, take care, guys. Bye. Thank you to all the patrons of A Wicked World. Now, there's even more of A Wicked World on Patreon. So check it out at patreon.com/awickedworld or use the Patreon app. You'll have access to exclusive videos each month and more. Any support truly helps to make sure the victims never get forgotten and to highlight the shortcomings of society associated with each case. Do you have a suggestion for a case you'd like to see me cover? If so, send me an email at awickedworldtruecrime@gmail.com.